This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have Vince Lamb in the studio. He is the Expedition Committee Chair with the Brevard Wildlife Corridor Expedition. Vince, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry. I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, you've been involved in outdoor activities, part of the Sierra Club, and involved in Brevard County for a long time. Tell us about the Brevard Wildlife Corridor. What exactly is it?
Well, the concept here, we were inspired by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition, which is a very special trip where four people traveled 1,000 miles in 100 days, starting in the Everglades and ending up in the Okefenokee Swamp. One of the members of the EO Program Selection and Management Committee went to the Disney Wilderness Preserve when the group was there, and he came back to Brevard and he said, we need to do this at a Brevard level. And that really is what inspired me to sort of grab this and see what we could turn it into. The Brevard Wildlife Corridor Expedition, we have a 72-mile-long county to work with. One big difference between the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition and the Brevard version is that we're going to do a lot of things that get a large number of people outside. We want them to have a good experience in our natural areas and our waterways. And we want people to go away understanding what both conservation land and wildlife corridors are.
So this is coming up next year, April 6th through the 21st.
16 days, because we've stretched it a little bit. It's going to start the St. Sebastian River Preserve State Park, and with a bunch of events are within about 15 miles of that corner of the county. They'll be paddling in the St. Sebastian River. There'll be some horseback riding events, a lot of hiking, just a whole variety of get outdoors and experience nature and have fun. It then is going to move up the mainland side of the county during the next middle of the next week, say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to go to Turkey Creek, probably the Vieira Wetlands, Cruikshank Preserve, and other places along the way up the mainland of Brevard. It's going to spend the second weekend in North Brevard, which will really be a Friday through a Monday because there's so much to do up there between the Enchanted Forest Sanctuary operated by the EO Program, the Environmentally Endangered Land Program, and also the Visitor Center at the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge. So there will be a lot of activities over those 4 days concentrating on the natural resources of the northern area of the county. We're then going to come back down across Merritt Island, go to Sam's House and Pine Island Conservation Area just south of the Space Center on Merritt Island, then go to the Ulame Wildlife Sanctuary, Kiwanis Island Park, Thousand Islands, probably Honest John's Fish Camp, and on our way down to where we're going to spend the final weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Barrier Island Center and at the Sebastian Inlet State Park.
Wow, so that's a great trip. So that'll pretty much hit all the gems and cool places here in Brevard.
We hope so, and we're looking to have just a tremendous range of activities available to appeal to different interests, to different ages, to different fitness levels. So, we're going to have hiking, of course, a lot of paddling, some cycling events, some things that tie to our cultural heritage, some photography trips, probably some birding trips specifically to go find bird species that are out on some of the properties. So just looking for a very broad range of activities to get a lot of people involved.
Well, I know you're working with the Brevard Nature Alliance, and NEDA has been instrumental in putting together the Space Coast Birding and Wildlife Festival every year, and that will be going on again this year, so hopefully we can spark some interest at that event to get more people involved in this. So right now, it's kind of a grassroots effort, and you're actually looking for more leaders to put together trips to...
There's an event application package. Probably the easiest way to get that right now is to send me an email to expedition@vincelamb.com, and I will send send an electronic package. But we're looking for either ecotourism leader organizations or groups like the Florida Trail Association, local chapter, to come forward and describe the event that you want to lead, indicate approximately how many people you'd like to have in the group, definitely a maximum so we don't overload these groups. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's we're going to build this out of a lot of either volunteer efforts or efforts of our outstanding ecotourism vendors in the area.
Okay, great. Well, Vince, I want to thank you for coming again. Once again, this is the Brevard Wildlife Corridor Expedition. It is scheduled to run 16 days in April of 2013. And right now they are putting together trips. And if you're an event leader or ecotourism group, you might want to get in touch with him. For more information, you can send an email to expedition@vincelam.com. Vince, thanks so much for coming in. I'm sure we'll have you back to tell us more as this whole expedition gets fleshed out.
Thank you very much, Terry.